Like a Virgin, Secrets They Won't Teach You at Business School. Written by Richard Branson and read by Adrian Mulroney. Nice guys can finish first. Teaming beats steaming. Perhaps I give the impression of being a nice guy, but, one way or another, one philosophical question I am frequently asked is whether or not nice guys can finish anywhere but last in the dog-eat-dog world of business. The question usually goes something like this. I've been trying to get my business off the ground, and I often feel that I have to get very aggressive with suppliers and service providers. I hate being aggressive, but have come to believe that only very aggressive people get ahead. I hate it more when my success and survival is hampered by others who don't perform as they should. How have you handled this in Virgin? Let's consider the issue of aggression. There are lots of ways to get your point across and make your business successful without being aggressive. Always remember that you love what you do and your role is to persuade others to love your business too and, therefore, to want to work with you. I like to think that we are successful at Virgin because we engage with everyone in a positive, inclusive manner rather than in an aggressive, combative or negative way. If the companies or individuals you deal with do not respond to a positive approach, ask yourself if they are the companies you should work with. For every supplier out there that is aggressive, there are another five that will want to work with you in a way that allows you and your business to be true to a more inclusive and positive partnership. I agree that a strong personality is a great asset when starting up or running a business, but strong doesn't have to equate to aggressive. The key skills are confidence in your ability to follow your vision, the ability to listen to others, and the art of delegation. It's often hard to get past your own feelings of frustration when dealing with others. Delegating to a member of your team brings a fresh pair of eyes and ears and often a different approach and perspective.